First, though, we're happy to have Warren Fisk joining us today from Denver, where he's covering the Democratic National Convention for the Virginian Pilot. Warren, good to talk with you today.
Nice to be here.
How's it going so far?
It's been busy, hectic. It's hard to get through the crowds. I've never been to a convention just as crowded and as mobbed and as hard to move around as this one.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. They were just saying on the news break from NPR, I don't know whether you were able to hear that part, but they were saying that it is a logistical challenge, to say the least, to get this this big do done over in the stadium tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. There is a really moving picture on the cover of, or on the front page, I should say, of your newspaper and on the website, pilotonline.com. Showing Henry Marsh from the Richmond area just weeping over the nomination of Barack Obama. And I wonder what your thoughts are about that as you roved the halls last night in that historic moment.
Mm-hmm. It's a special moment for a lot of people. There's a feeling, Henry Marsh was telling me that he never thought he would see in his lifetime where a black man would be nominated for president by a major party. Other delegates like Yvonne Miller are saying it's just beyond belief for these people who have been involved in the political system for a long time and dealt with grew up in Virginia and went to segregated schools. It's a really quite a remarkable moment for them.
We should further clarify that Henry Marsh is actually State Senator Henry Marsh of Richmond, who was a partner of Oliver Hill, the great civil rights activist who just died at the age of about 100, I believe. So this indeed was an historic moment. And so what happens then today? And how was the reaction to Bill Clinton's speech last night?
The reaction was very good. It was very warm. The place just went wild when he took the stage. And it was probably the most thunderous ovation that we've seen in the in the convention. Today is going to be a fascinating day. They're moving the proceedings to the football stadium, to Invesco Field from the Pepsi Center, and I think 70,000 or 80,000 people will be coming to see Barack Obama accept the nomination and make his speech. There's a rumor, I don't know whether it's true or not, that Bruce Springsteen may be on hand playing. The logistics of getting there are quite amazing. The delegation probably received 15 minutes of instructions today, and the security is going to be extremely tight. It's quite the event.
I understand that the Virginia delegation is a bit abuzz with this rumor running around that Terry McAuliffe is weighing a run for the governorship in Virginia.
It certainly throws the formula into a little bit of disarray right now, where you've had Brian Moran and Cree Deeds campaigning for a long time. McAuliffe gave a very energetic speech to the delegates yesterday morning at breakfast. It was a pro-Barack Obama speech. He didn't mention his own ambitions, but there's just a whisper all around the room that it's going to be him and that a third candidate is coming. And it could really toss things up in the air if he does decide to run.
He's quoted as saying, "I'm focused on this election. I'm going full time for Senator Obama." And of course, he had been Senator Clinton's primary advisor. "But I never ruled anything out. Every day is a new opportunity. I would like to be Pope if I could." I don't think we elect that in Virginia, but, you know, There you go. He lives in McLean, so that's sort of a Northern Virginia contingent here, another one, I should say, in the running. So it'll be very interesting to see, because I know Delegate Moran is there. I don't know whether Senator Deeds is there as well. But if you see those two...
Deeds is from Bath County.
Right. Is he there at the convention?
Excuse me?
Do you know if he's there at the convention?
Yes, he is. He and Brian Moran have been working the rooms with the delegates very assiduously. Brian Moran threw a party on, I guess it was Tuesday night, and picked up the bar tab for everybody. And I guess the thing with McAuliffe is he would have tremendous fundraising potential. I mean, that this guy has got just sources and close connections all over the country from his tenure as a Democratic National Committee chairman. And he could be a very formidable candidate. He's quite talented on the stump.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, if you'd have taken a look at Virginia 10 years ago and predicted and tried to predict the circumstance in which the Commonwealth finds itself, I suspect people would have told you you were crazy. So you just never, ever know. And that's what makes your work so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, Warren, are you ready for the big speech tonight then?
I am. I'm trying to prepare for it. The other thing that'll happen tonight is that Governor Tim Kaine, who has just had a monster convention in terms of the national publicity he's drawn, will be speaking tonight.
Every time I turn on the TV, he is sitting in these chairs being interviewed. It's astonishing. He's really logged some time.
He's a superstar here, and he's been going around talking to various other state delegations. He's been on the Jon Stewart show. He will have, I think, 6 to 10 minutes sometime around 6 o'clock Mountain Time. That would be 8 o'clock your time. And it's still a mystery what he's going to say, although I guess it's pretty clear that he'll be issuing a full-hearted endorsement of Obama. He spoke at breakfast to the delegation yesterday, and he was as energetic and as enthusiastic as I've ever seen him.
I would agree. Really, I mean, I would agree. In these interviews, he seems very relaxed and like he's enjoying himself. Well, Warren, I tell you what, just be sure to bring us one of those buttons with the uncontrollable eyebrow, because those apparently are all the rage at the convention.
Oh, they are.
Well, Warren Fisk, thank you so much for being with us today. The Pilot has a full team of folks at the convention covering everything there is to cover. And thanks very much for joining us from Denver today.
My pleasure.
All righty. Take care. Warren Fisk is a staff writer for the Virginian Pilot, and you can read his work from the convention at pilotonline.com or in the pages of the Virginian Pilot.